You can approach the same subject from several vantage points. For example, in physics, you recognize that the photon, light, can be in the shape of particles, or it could be in the shape of a wavelength.
Part of what makes this conversation with Dr. Milan so interesting is the diverse perspective that he brought to his work. Earlier in the series, we talked about B.F. Skinner and Charles Darwin. Today, it includes the physics of light. You're listening to Into the Mind, Conversations with Dr. Theodore Milan from Pearson Clinical Assessment. And I'm your host, Evan Johnson. So how did we get to the wave-particle duality of light? We asked Dr. Milan about a duality in his own work. The fact that the development of the Milan inventories has included both empirical and theoretical elements.
So you can look at the subject of how light is transmitted, and you can see it as a group of particles, or you can see it as a continuous series of waves. These are not necessarily antithetical. They're logically coordinated. Niels Bohr, the great theoretical physicist who really started the field of atomic theory, said that these are not inconsistent at all. They're merely two different ways at looking at the same subject. You can look at it in terms of its conceptual structure, theory, or you can look at it in terms of what's observed empirically. And these are really naturally two sides of the same coin. They're not inconsistent. It isn't that it's one and not the other. It's both of these, depending how you observe the subject. So theory and empiricism really should go hand in hand, and that in great measure is the kind of thing that I'm hoping to have accomplished by one, having a theoretical model, and two, having a series of empirical measurements that correspond to that theoretical model.
The marriage of empirical research with theoretically guided principles is a distinct and unique characteristic of the Milan inventories. We asked how this benefits the clinician.
That's a good question. I think the richness and accuracy of the descriptive material that's there, and secondarily, providing a foundation for engaging in good therapeutic planning. So the test itself provides a very complex network of characteristics that are largely accurate, not perfect by any means, but largely accurate to give the clinician a deeper and broader sense of understanding the patient they're dealing with. And from that, they then have a foundation for thinking about what they're planning to do in treatment, to understand why certain approaches are likely to be effective, why other approaches are interesting, but of no great clinical significance. So getting relevant material for therapeutic action, and then engaging in action that should help get the patient to function more effectively, more comfortably in life.
The duality of the Milan inventories, the fact that they contain both an empirical and a theoretical element, makes them uniquely effective in creating the basis for good therapeutic planning. And related to that, in our next episode, we'll hear Dr. Milan talk specifically about the way he used base rates in the Milan inventories. That's next time on Into the Mind from Pearson Clinical Assessment. For additional information, visit www.pearsonclinical.com/MilanInventories.